Charlie was there, too. His tall, lanky body was settled comfortably in a tipped-back chair, his big feet resting on the little stove as he swung back and forth on the chair's back legs. Charlie was different from the others. He was handsome, blonde and blue-eyed, and a good deal younger than most of the peddlers. It was rumored he had come from a wealthy family and had a fine education. But something had happened in Charlie's life that changed everything. No one really knew what, not even Papa, who was Charlie's best friend. There were plenty of rumors, of course, but no one knew the real truth of any of them. Charlie himself never spoke about his past. He was a good worker, but worked only when he felt like it. Every so often he would disappear for days at a time. Nobody knew where to, nor why, nor when he would return. Back he always came, though, a bit silent and unhappy-looking, but ready to work again. Papa was always glad when Charlie returned. It was not only because Charlie was Papa's right-hand man. There was something special between Papa and this tall fellow, a man-to-man something. Of course, Papa loved his family, but sometimes he felt lonesome as the only man among six females. At such times, there was always Charlie he could turn to for companionship. The children adored Charlie, too, especially Ella, who lately had begun to gaze at him with bright and shiny eyes and hang upon his every word. Charlie loved the children, too, and seemed at his happiest when doing something for them. The children's entrance was hailed with pleasure. Their bright young faces brought sunshine into